a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country. That's BBM Bunbury Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give us a call, have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, new resources to promote hearing health on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island Children's Day. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Delhi father, actor Luke Carroll, and his ambassador with the Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program. Early Ears Happy on the line. Luke, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep, I'm a proud Wiradjuri man from New South Wales with family ties throughout the Riverina district, southwest of New South Wales.
Yes.
But myself, I'm born and bred on Gadigal country here in Sydney.
All right, too, Daddy, brother. Beautiful footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about a new storybook to help our kids out there, and well, here in Australia's Hearing Assessment Program, Early Ears Happy. So tell us about the book there, brother, please.
Yeah, well, it's launched on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children's Day.
Yes.
And I'm a proud ambassador for Hearing Australia, so, and the Happy program that we've got going. So the Happy program is about having kids have happy ears, and that is getting regular hearing checks.
Yes.
That provides free diagnostic hearing assessments and follow-up treatments to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children aged 0 to 6 years of age. And it's a free service.
Mm.
We have a new resource. It's called The Spirit of Sound. It's a collaboration between both the Hearing Australia and artist Davinda Hart, who's a proud Noongar person from the Noongar Nation, to raise awareness about the importance of the regular health checks for our young people. Now, the book helps children and parents and carers all around the country to learn that the spirit of sound is all around us.
Yes.
We hear it every day, and encouraging them to listen and learn about what sounds they can hear, and basically to start a conversation about their hearing health.
Mm. Look, it is a powerful tool. And when you look at books like so, and well, here in Australia, this fantastic organisation, it helps us focus in on communication with our young ones who got a hearing problem. And the more focus there, it sort of sheds light on education, communication, and you know, and touching their spirit, so to speak, yes?
Yeah, it does, most definitely. You know, the book sort of talks about all those sounds you can hear around you. You know, the birds when you wake up, just all those sounds that are out there in nature.
Mm.
And so the book talks about that and say this is the spirit of sound. So the kids can be able to read that and then come and relay their messages back to their carers that they can, or their carers can ask them questions. Do you hear that sound?
Mm.
And then the kids can, you know, relay what sounds they hear or what sounds they don't hear.
Yes.
And it helps open up that communication, that dialogue of their hearing health.
And when you look at First Nation people, especially in communities you know, that are remote, we do have a hearing problem. There's another gap that we need to close, and that's why it's so important to have Hearing Australia at the table and supporting our loved ones in communities, brother.
Yes, brother. It's a problem in our communities, both urban, rural, remote communities right around the country. Our people are decreasing their hearing health. You know, we're not getting those regular checkups. That is, that percentage is decreasing. So this is a big thing that we need to promote and get out there and make sure that we get our regular health checks. Like I said, if you're 0 to 6 years of age, it's a free
yes.
service for our mob. There's over 450 different audiologists that we can use around the country, 500 locations Australia-wide. So
fantastic.
Free service for our little kids. Helps with their development.
Yes.
You know, when the early childhood development, you know, growing, learning at school, it's vital. Their speech, it helps with their speech as well. So it's vital
to
help close that gap in that health.
Brother Luke is also a powerful tool in regarding educating or helping the parents of those kids to operate in that space too, doesn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. And, you know, we also encourage, you know, not just our kids out there, but, you know, everybody to get regular hearing checks.
Mm.
You know, our culture has been passed down orally, you know.
Yeah, so true.
You know, listening and learning, that's a big part of our culture has been over the last 55,000 plus years. So it's vital we continue that and we continue to live and to keep our culture alive and healthy.
Exactly. Exactly, brother. So we're yarning here as you, the ambassador for the Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program, Early is Happy. Luke Carroll, also the other hat you wear, well, father, yes, brother. Tell us, father of how many, and also actor, what's happening in the acting role? What do you got on the cards?
Yeah, I'm a very, very, very proud father of two boys.
Yes.
Marley is my oldest boy, he's 21, and my little Falenzo, he's eight.
Eight.
Oh, three. Yeah, he's eight. 8 years of age.
Big gap between the two boys.
yeah, there is. Yes, there is. But I love him dearly and
good.
Proud of father. And we make sure we get out hearing checks regularly.
Yes.
And then, yeah, my other role is that of a father. Actor. And
yes.
I've been close to 3.5 decades down in the industry. It's gone.
And you got anything on the cards? You got anything on the agenda there at the moment in the acting role?
Play school. I'm a regular presenter of play school.
Okay.
So that's always on the agenda.
Yes.
We just did a special Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children's Day episode called Yarning and Dreaming.
So you
can catch it on ABC iView for all the parents and carers out there for the young ones. It's
good.
A very special episode where we did that for that special day. And also introduced a new presenter, Mia Madden, Aboriginal girl, a Bugs Long Gadigal
Beautiful.
Presenter.
Good. Yeah, so. Well, as we always say, don't act, but that's exactly what you do, eh, Luke?
that's
not your walk.
That's right.
Too Deli, my brother. Thank you for the yarn, and I love the space you work in regarding here in Australia. Also, Deli actor, Deli father. We'll yarn soon, my brother. Take care, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, bruh.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, bruh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's brother Luke Carroll, father and actor and Widgery man. And he's the ambassador for Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program, Early Ears Happy. And that's HAPEE. And we're talking about the new resources to promote Hearing Australia on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children's Day. So they launched that. And a new book, storybook, Spirit of the Sound. And that's in collaboration with the artist Davinda Hart of the Noongar Nation. And is available at Hearing Australia Centre across Australia. The storybook has been distributed nationally to childhood centres, community organisations and Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations. So fantastic. Any tool we've got out there to help our young ones, that's what it's all about. Have your say in Yarn Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'm can roam until the cows come home, if it'll give my poor heart ease. I don't care who knows, I work for my dough and I will spend it as I please. I was cutting the rug, they threw me in the jug, and as the magistrate looked down, he said, "Youngy duck, you're a wine-loving mug and a menace to this town. I'm gonna put you away, and in the cell you will stay until you learn more sense." I broke down and cried, I said, "My dog, all night, I wasn't worth 80 pence. I spent a day in jail as they paid my bail. They opened up the big hind door. I shook my head as I sadly said, "I'll never get drunk no more." I made a vow I'd give it up somehow as I strolled down the lane. Met a friend of mine, he had a flagon of wine, so we turned it on again. People in this town, they just run us down. They gave us a real bad name. We drink and fight, well that's quite alright. The gabbas do the same. After I'm dead, they're gonna hang their head. Say I wasn't such a bad guy. Maybe feeling sad and I'll get real mad if they stand around my grave and cry. They say it's a crime, drinking beer and wine, it leads a good man astray. When it comes to grub, well I'm a fed income hog, I guess I was born that way. I'll drink and roam until the cows come home, if it'll give my poor heart ease. I don't care who knows, I work for my dough and I will spend it as I please. My name is Youngy Duck, and I'll be cutting the rug until the day I die.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidaly here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarnum Strong New Mob? You can text a brother as well, 0457140550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's look at the top stories in the news headlines today. Let's look at a novel Langia virus tracked in China after reports of 35 cases. This is what scientists know so far. Scientists are monitoring a new virus in China, saying it was likely transmitted from animals to humans. No deaths have been recorded, but it's prompted Taiwan's Centers for Disease Control to monitor the virus. Scientists have published just one letter on the virus. This is what they have said so far. What is Langia Henepovirus acronym? LV. LAY with the capital V, LAY-V. It's a novel virus called Langia Henepovirus, or LAY-V for short. And so far it has been detected in 35 people in eastern China. It has found through surveillance, testing of people displaying fever symptoms. No deaths have been reported, and scientists say there's no obvious evidence of human-to-human transmission of the virus. They also said that there was no close contact or common exposure history among the patients. So there it is. That's for that news in China. Other news here, the Aussie postcodes facing the most mortgage stress. So report pinpoints Aussie neighbourhoods worst hit by the mortgage stress. Other stories here. Mystery as several dogs die after visiting Queensland beaches. That's a sad case, and Stacey, Sunshine Coast pet owners have been put on high alert following a spate of mysterious dog deaths after visiting local beaches. The Sunshine Coast Council confirmed to 7news.com.au that it had received reports from a local vet of at least five dogs experiencing symptoms of poisoning after visiting the Point Cartwright and Bedina area. 7 News understands that all five died as a result. The council expressed its condolences to impacted community members. And the North Coast Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care has since warned residents to use caution when walking pets around the areas of Bedina, Minyama, Point Cartwright and La Balsa, which are part of one continuous coastline. All right, so let's look after our fur babies. The remote Victorian town where evil lies. And the news there is about some of the most remote areas in Victoria have been forced into spotlight over high-profile police investigations. All right, Kyle welcomes baby Otto after mid-show hospital dash. And that's radio host Kyle Sanderlands welcomes baby Otto after mid-show hospital dash. Trump declines to answer questions in New York business investigation. Ex-president pleads the fifth two days after the FBI raided his Florida home seeking classified documents. Always dramas going on there with that man. Sad truth behind mum's 60-kilogram loss. That's another headline there. Late-night eggs attack shows traveller fury as at Qantas CEO. To shed the pounds, don't eat after 3 p.m. There's good advice there. Olivia Newton-John's first husband breaks his silence after her tragic death. So overwhelmed. They're the headlines for today's news. I'd like to hear what's happening, news in your area, with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation, with your family. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
yo, keep your head up high, it's all in the heart, one blood, one fire.
We're raised in a valley, where our hearts run so free, cause the land will always be.
Yeah, beautiful track there, where the rainforest meets the sea. Woodja Woodja, big shout out to your mob there, Woodja Woodja. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarnum with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, and that's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Now, remote NT Northern Territory Indigenous rental debt in two communities wiped over poor housing claims. The Northern Territory government has cancelled almost $70 million in rental debt at two remote Indigenous communities amid allegations the housing is not up to scratch. Treasurer Eva Lawler agreed in late June to scrap the debt for Aboriginal residents at Larumba and Santa Teresa in Central Australia near Alice Springs. Not-for-profit litigators, Greater Funds says. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Dan Kelly. He's lawyer for Australian Lawyers for Remote Aboriginal Rights. On the line, Dan, good morning. How are you?
G'day, Trevor. I'm very well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So a very sticky situation there, so but we've had a win there for our mob in two communities over rental debt, yes?
Well, to be clear, it's not just two communities. That $70 million was from across all communities in the Northern Territory.
Righto, thank you. Yep.
Not just limited to Larumba and Santa. Yeah.
Okay, so shed some light on the situation and the win as such.
Well, what happened was in 2010, the Territory introduced this remote rent framework, and it was an incredibly complex sort of way of calculating and paying rent. And as a result, remote people all across the Territory ended up with these ridiculous debts, you know, as high as $10,000, $20,000, $30,000.
Oh,
they didn't even know that they were incurring the debts. When the government...
Well, it seems like there was no communication from the get-go when they laid the foundation out, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that framework was designed by government. It didn't involve any... coordination or partnership with Aboriginal organisations, and I think, you know, what we see here is the results. A system that just didn't work.
So how long did this go on for? When was this so-called program put to the table?
The remote rent framework came in 2010.
Okay.
And they've
12 years.
They've scrapped it now and wiped the debts, and they're going to start again.
So even after the first year, they could have looked at that. Well, I mean, well, from the get-go, should have had the communication from the get-go, but the fact that they didn't, but a year later, if there's a debt happening, they should have tackled it there and then instead of let it run for 12 years.
Well, yeah, you would have thought so.
Yes.
I mean, the first our clients knew about these debts in Santa Teresa was when we took the housing department to court saying that the housing was in bad condition and yep. needed to be fixed up.
Sure.
And the first we heard about it was when they counterclaimed saying there was this big debt owing against our clients.
Whoa.
So yeah, that was the first they knew about it. That matter went to the tribunal, and they weren't able to enforce those rent debts. They didn't have enough evidence. Their records were not in good shape, and the tribunal threw it out. That was 2 years ago now, and yeah, what we found out last week was they've decided to scrap all the debts.
Well, all consumers in the rental world, as you're renting, but you're renting a resident as such, but it's got to be in ship-shape form to rent, to live in. You know what I mean? It's just like buying a burger with a lot. Make sure you got the pineapple in there,
that's right.
So to speak.
That's right. Yeah. So what we've done through the Santa Teresa case is we've established the legal standard that housing has to be set at, and what your landlord has to provide to you is a house that gives you reasonable comfort.
Yes.
So it's got to be a decent place to live.
Sure.
And where they don't do that, you can, we say, take them to court. You can get them to fix the house up, and you can be entitled to some compensation as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been doing with Santa Teresa and Laramba.
Okay. And this rental agreement that came to the table back in 2010, what's the process there? Were they supposed to debit money at bank accounts, or was there account there that people were supposed to put money in to pay the rent?
Oh, look, it was a complicated process.
Yes.
What they would do is they'd sign up what they'd call the head tenant. So that would be, you know, the person whose house it was or the couple whose house it was.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'd try and, because the houses are overcrowded, they'd try and get everyone in the houses to contribute. So they'd get direct debits from everyone in the house. But then those people's circumstances might change. They might change jobs. They might go on Centrelink, come off Centrelink. And then the direct debits wouldn't work anymore.
And there lies the bill, the debt bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't updated, and no one was told that the debt was accruing, and it all just went off the rails.
So the fact that it's been scrapped now, been wiped over, the so-called debt, what's the new platform? What's the new plan of attack regarding the rental agreement as such?
Well, the new framework is due to come in next month. They've tried to simplify the system, so they're now just going to calculate rents on the basis of $70 per bedroom.
Yep.
Now, the problem with that is, under the old system, it had some regard to how much the household earned.
Yeah.
So your household was never paying, I think, more than 25% of their income. This new system is not like that. It's just going to be $70 per bedroom,
mm-hmm.
flat rate. And some of the work that's been done on this by ANU University shows this is going to be a rent rise for 68 or 70% of people in remote communities. So the downside is it looks like everyone there is trying to get a rent rise, or is due to get a rent rise, but we're currently challenging that in the Supreme Court here in the Northern Territory, and trying to get that.
Well, you don't want to create another platform that's going to create another debt, rental debt, do you?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. We don't want to, you know, repeat the past.
Just a different vehicle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and what we're saying is what they need to do is they need to sit down with the Aboriginal organisations up here and work out a system that's going to function.
Well, we're in the 21st century, for crying out loud. There's got to be a simpler process, and we need it all to communicate, and everybody needs to be at the table when we have the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
If you look at common sense, don't you, Dan?
Yeah, that's right.
But it's
hard.
Yeah, look, thank you very much for sharing, and thoughts are going out there to mob in Northern Territory, all the mob in remote communities. But thank you for sharing and shedding some light on the situation. All the best to you, Dan.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's a dilly yarn there. That's Dan Kelly, and he's the lawyer of Australian Lawyers for Aboriginal Rights, and talking about the remote NT Indigenous rental debt in two communities wiped over poor housing claims. And in actual fact, just correct that. Dan did correct me. It wasn't two communities, all the communities in Northern Territory. And there was a debt of almost, that has been cancelled, almost $70 million in rental debt at across the territory. So there it is, bad situation, but happened out the so-called plan of attack for that program started back in 2010. Here we are, 2022, 12 years later, and there was a debt increasing and over $70 million. I mean, like, communication from the get-go, how can you let it go that far? You know, and it's about communicating with the First Nation people, the mayors or what have you, leaders, organisations in the communities, or in the head of the Northern Territory, Darwin, communities there, to be communicating with the people on the ground. Common sense, they call it. Have you saying Yan Up Strong? 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Bye. putatan mai patayanuga matataring daiki kai kalak sa kerao payaya.
Beautiful track there, Jesse Lloyd, and that's Black Swana. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Bullywan. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, and I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, now, full explosive text between Senator Jacinta Nampijimpa Price and columnist Peter Fitzsimmons have been revealed after the pair became engaged in a nasty feud following a recent phone interview. Senator Price, who is an Indigenous woman, claimed she felt bullied by Fitzsimmons during the interview and alleged he accused her of giving racists a voice. In a now deleted post, the Country Liberal Party senator took to Facebook on Sunday evening after an interview on Thursday was published, claiming Fitzsimmons was very bloody aggressive. Fitzsimmons, a Sydney Morning Herald columnist and husband to Lisa Wilkinson, denied her claims, which is described complete and utter nonsense. He told The Australian it was a friendly interview with a nice text exchange at its conclusion. Now, the full text exchange between the pair following the publication of the column has been revealed, with screenshots provided to news.com.au. And screenshots of the message shows a furious Fitzsimmons accusing Senator Price of defamation accusations and urging her to withdraw her claims. "You have told The Australian we shouted at each other, every word recorded as I advise you, and happy to hand the Fairfax lawyers the text from the columnist read, beyond which your text to me above show how friendly our friendly exchange. Senator, I urge you to withdraw these defamation accusations, as you know it's nonsense." And just a copy here of the texts from Mr. Looking at the text in here from Fitzsimmons, it states, "You have told The Australian we shout at each other, every word recorded as I advise you, and happy to hand the hand to the Fairfax lawyers, beyond which you text me above show our friendly exchange. Senator, I urge you to withdraw defamation and accusation, as you know it is nonsense." Her reply there was, "We did yell at each other. I'd like a copy of the interview. Thank you. You did accuse me of empowering racists. Senator, you must forget I recorded an entire interview. Not a single raised voice on either side, let alone shouting. This is a serious matter, Senator, and you'd have defamed me. I will vigorously pursue my rights and advise you to immediately withdraw your accusations. Have you said this on Sky, tape with lawyers?" I didn't say anything shouting, and I recall I had to yell as did my chief of staff, who was presented while you were speaker. I have a witness at the end, or at my end as well, but it doesn't matter. It's all recorded. Senator, the Australian saying you said that I yelled at you was aggressive and rude. You know this is simply not true, and I invite you to withdraw you quickly, and I'll repeat every word I recorded as you were advised. Please stop bullying me. I don't ever want to communicate with you again, was Jacinta's reply there. So there it is, a bit of argy-bargy going on there between Fitzsimmons and also Jacinta Price. So, Yanup, there it is, hanging out there. Have your say in Yanup Strong here on National Talk Black. We're 11 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black, one-hour program. Happy to deliver you, Mob, this fantastic platform as such. And a big shout-out to the First Nation radio stations across the Daily Country for ours, a Daily Black Network it is. BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
From the palm of our mother's hands, mucham yinan bading Allah, gari gari galing Allah, gadam gadam gari gari. It is our dignity, it is our identity, our indigenous culture lives on.
People. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation.
Booty booty dandy dandy gada. Wow, gadi gadi.
Yeah, Delhi track there. That's Stolen Generation. Normie J, beautiful track there. We're going to catch up with someone online. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Oh, yeah, that other one about that, I wanted to call in about that, that McKay Posh one that I've, I'll leave that, I will respond to that, which is that after you read out your brother, but,
which one?
The rent, you know, we always say you're going to back pay the rent, you know.
Yeah, the rent, the rent, yes, yeah, exactly, brother.
But please, brother, please, when I was listening, I was swearing, brother, but anyway, it's just all for our faith. Mm-hmm. Franklin D. Roosevelt, brother, he's an old buddy from a long time ago. This is what he said. In politics, nothing happens by accident. Mm. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way.
Oh, yes.
And all that background there, brother, I was thinking, brother, you know, just lately they allowed gold back into the communities up there. Mm. And there's a lot of the mining that's intended for, you know, up to liquid gas and all them kind of things.
Yes.
And it's a feel good for the black ones to get this money all the back when paid for them, if that's what's going to happen. And probably the government would say, oh, well, where do you think the money going to come from? You'll have to sign up for so that we can mine. But if there's any money to be paid at all, that money is going to come from the taxpayers. And any money out of mining, it goes to those people. It goes overseas to all those vested interests of people from overseas. It doesn't go back to the Australian community, brother. And, yeah, well, that's what Frank would be doing. Roosevelt, like you said, I reckon that's really true today. And maybe it's that way that while we're looking over there, we don't look over the other place, but at the other, what they're reading us from, really looking at it. And I was just, maybe I'm paranoid about this mining stuff, brother. But brother, Gail there, Sarah, Friday, she was in the Trevor News, and I think it's on TikTok, about literally profiling. If you remember, brother, back when the Luna was going, I was at the Luna, and my 25-year-old daughter, her mum, we got racially profiled. But anyway, I thought that's all ended because of the Cameron. We were talking about Cameron when Grandy Lyon come on, and in Sunbus and in taxis.
Yes.
The cameras inside there. But what happened at that time at Luna? Me and my 25-year-old daughter and her mum, we went out. It was raining, and we were in front of the gate, and the gatekeeper, our brother from South, our younger brother there, he let us in. And I said to the cab, I said, look, very obviously he's letting us to go in there. And she said, oh, we took a few of your brothers in there, and they took off. And anyway, I went and I said, okay, if you're going to be that way, I said, you can see my missus, she's crook, she's coughing. I said, I'll have the money, but I'll leave it at the office. And she had to come in anyway, and anyway, I went to Jim Brooks. Jim Brooks, he was the human rights equal opportunity broker here. And we went upstairs. We went to that hearing. And anyway, she the taxi driver, she did apologize. But Carl Cornwall, I think he was in charge of the Kale-based taxi then. But it was a bullshit apology because it was written down. It was red. You know, it was gambling, I reckon, brother. But at the same time that happened, Brother Ernie O'Neill, if you remember, Brother Ernie O'Neill was at Marie about the CES, the job shop up there, and there was a job for him, and he went out, and Central League was all, I think they witnessed to all that, and he went out to the job, and they didn't give him the job because he was a black brother, man. Anyway, they had to compensate him, brother. But, yeah, that's my little thing about on Siri, that girl that Siri. Sarah, brother, and that Franklin D. Roosevelt. You know, if anything happened at all in government, if it's a little mistake, you can bet your bottom dollar it's on purpose, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Nice statement. Beautiful. That's our Solomon having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to the time where Trinity Trevor signs off you, Mob, for today's show. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. Here's your program. Murray just steering it. And a big shout-out to NIRS. Thank you very much. NIRS, National Digital Radio Service, allowed me to have this platform and put the yarning across the airwaves. And a big shout-out also to the BBM crew here, staff, management, board of directors. And love delivering the show, you Mob. So with that, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon. Here's Baker Boy. Take it up to the news. Funk with this.